This goes to Dr. Prouty, Prouty, fax 989-875-3732, regarding Gregory, Gregory, middle initial M like Mark, Jeffries, Jeffreys. Date of birth, April 11th, 1952. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a consultation for Mr. Jeffries, who's here for evaluation of progressive increase in creatinine starting in January of this year. He was ranging between 46 and 50 estimated GFR as of May 25th, 2021. However, he did have a dramatic increase in creatinine January 4th from 1.5 to 1.78 eGFR from 49 down to 40. That was rechecked February 22nd, creatinine 1.73, GFR 42, and most recently April 5th, 2024, creatinine 1.76 with GFR of 41. There's no clear reason for this to have happened, though. The patient does have known type 2 diabetes and diabetic neuropathy. But the diabetes is very well controlled, with most recent A1C of 6.4. And blood pressure is also very well controlled. The patient does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and he has been very careful to avoid nephrotoxic agents since he was told of the worsening of creatinine levels in January of this year. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. Within the last year, he was experiencing some left arm pain, so he had a stress echocardiogram done. And there were minor changes with ejection fraction estimated to be 52%, some borderline left ventricular hypertrophy, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. No treatment was required or indicated at that time. And the left arm pain has completely resolved spontaneously. It was thought to be caused more from shoulder problems. He denies cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He has nocturia only 1 to 2 times per night, usually once. No dribbling of urine, no incontinence, no history of UTIs or kidney stones. He has never had a kidney ultrasound to his knowledge, and no edema, and he does have some diabetic neuropathy that is responding well to capsaicin cream topically at this time. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes controlled with oral medications, obstructive sleep apnea, tolerating CPAP very well, diabetic neuropathy, and glaucoma. Past surgical history, he's had hernia repair and tonsillectomy at age 5. Social history, he is a non-smoker. He smoked for a few years, more than 40 years ago, more than 50 years ago, he says. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married, and he is a retired tire factory owner. Family history is significant for heart disease and stroke. Also, recently, he had tried a 2-week course of Farxiga, 5 milligram daily, and that did cause a rash in his groin, so his endocrinologist had stopped it and was wondering if it was all right to restart that after his consultation. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, Glipizide, 5 milligram daily, Celexa, 20 milligram daily, cinnamon bark, 500 milligram daily, Lovaza, he takes 3,000 milligram twice a day, multivitamin, 1 daily, Tragenta, 5 milligram once a day, and triamcinolone cream applied topically to affected areas as needed. But the rash in the groin has disappeared, and he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 223 pounds, pulse 64, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, Left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 58. He does have hearing aids. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. He has some decreased sensation in the soles of his feet and toes. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 5th, 2024, creatinine 1.76, calcium 9.3, sodium 138, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide is 24. His hemoglobin A1C January 4th of 24 is 6.4. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 15. Our last hemoglobin was done in May of 2023. That is 12.2 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with an unexplained worsening of kidney function as of January of this year. We are scheduling the patient for a stat kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder. That will be done in Alma this week. After the results are back, we will repeat labs with a regular urinalysis and several other specialty labs. And he may require a renal biopsy if the ultrasound is negative and the labs are unremarkable also to find a definitive reason for the changes in the kidney function. And he will have a recheck visit with this practice after all the test results are back. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.